Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And we welcome you back to the Commodore Hour here on 102.5 The Game, talking Vanderbilt athletics. So it was great to have Derek Mason with us talking Vanderbilt football after that trip to Texas A&M. Commodores will take on LSU on Saturday at Vanderbilt Stadium. That's a 6:30 Central Time start. A lot of things going on around the campus. Athletics kind of trying to gear up, and one of those is baseball. And baseball is in the midst of their fall practice schedule, if you will. And Commodore head coach Tim Corbin joins us now. And I tell you, Tim, I sat out there in the stands a couple of days ago for about a half an hour just watching practice, and it doesn't get much better than that. It was just a lot of fun to be back out there at the ball yard, and I'm got to believe you feel the same way.
No doubt. Probably a good changeup for you. You know, you get stuck in one place too long, you go crazy. But it's good to get out there. I know you're sitting with Maggie, and she certainly is out there every day too. But it is. I mean, whatever normal is, which none of us know, but this is the closest thing to the similar behaviors that we had last year during the course of fall and certainly during the spring. So it's good to have those kids out there. It's good to see them playing. They all missed it. And so far, so good in terms of health. So we'll just knock on something for that.
Well, I trust Maggie's opinion on a lot of things. And one of the things she said when she looked at me, she said, "Oh, my goodness, we got a lot of young kids." And then she said, "But they're pretty good." Do you feel that way?
Easy for her to say. they're all pretty good. I mean, they wouldn't be here, but I think the unique part of a freshman is just coming in and trying to get your bearings and just trying to settle your heart rate down, knowing that anything that they do is the first time they've done it. And certainly the speed of how they do it is probably unique to what they've done before. So I think, that part is certainly good. We may have kept a few more freshmen this year just because of the draft being five rounds, but maybe not. Who knows? But I think we kept the right ones, and they're just going to need time. They're going to need to be patient because, obviously, the roster is bigger than it has been in the past couple of years. But That's okay. We'll figure out a way around it and figure out how to grow these guys in the midterm.
Can you walk us through, Tim, this process when you find out you're not going to play? I mean, when this season is not going to happen, and you got a bunch of guys that are lined up that are thinking this was their last year, they're going to move on, you know, all those things that go along with it. What was that process like for you with the team to walk them through dealing with this?
You know, it just happened in such a quick window of time. It happened within 72 hours. It was one thing that the kids were going home that were in school, the regular students were going home. Okay, no problem. We'll keep playing. Then, all right, our season's going to delay it. Okay, no problem. We'll keep working out. And then no more season. That's it. And then, you know, the season was called off for good. And I think it's just getting them to understand that these things that happen in life sometimes are completely out of our control. And this situation, which was COVID at the time, still is, was much bigger than us and was much bigger than sport. And I think to recognize that we aren't the only ones that are losing out on this. But you know, it's just tough to sum up in a small amount of time, especially the seniors in your program, guys like Austin Martin who, and Jake Eater and Tyler Brown and so on, and Hickman, guys who feel like it could be their last year here, and it is, and then they move on. It's unique because some of these kids will only get to see for 1 year. You know, it would be great to have Kumar Rocker for 3 years, which we did, but we didn't get to see the full effect of what he was last year. So, you know, I guess you just take pride in the fact that you celebrate what you have right now and move forward with it, and that's what we did back then too.
I don't think a lot of people understand, Tim, as well. I mean, a lot of these young men did not only lose their collegiate year, they lost the summer. You know, a lot of these guys go to the Cape, go to, you know, the New England Collegiate Baseball League. They go to the Woodbat League. I mean, they're all over the place. They lost all of that. I mean, there were a lot of guys that lost, in a lot of ways, a full year, didn't they?
They did. I mean, when they finished in March, I think they felt like, okay, we'll get some summer baseball. But as you know, most of those leagues were canceling in April and then May. And then you get to the point where the Cape and New England Collegiate Baseball League and USA Baseball, we had Kumar and Jack Leiter going there, and Brownie was going to be an assistant, and that was cut. So they basically fended for themselves. I think they played a lot of primitive baseball because some leagues were playing, but with fewer teams, and it was just a different situation, and probably was a lot like Sandlot for you and me, you know, when we were younger. But I would say 50% of them got to play, 50% did not. And that's what made it so appealing, just for the chancellor to say, okay, we're coming back to school and this is what we're going to do. They couldn't wait to get here. And when they did, you could tell it was a big sigh of relief.
How has the conference and how has the conference office been involved in getting you back ready to go?
I think great. I mean, you know, Greg Sankey, of course, has been such a strength through all of this, as well as the whole SEC office. And we've had to deal with a lot of different things, not only COVID, obviously, but the social injustice piece, which has been very problematic in our country and very tough on these kids at certain times. So I just think that they've done a good job of maintaining order. Their approach to this football situation, I think you'd have to agree, has been outstanding. And I think because of that, we gain great confidence in what the potential of baseball is going to be during the course of the spring. But, you know, Joe, so far so good. I mean, I know things will probably change to some degree, but right now we haven't modified anything in the SEC. We haven't changed our out-of-conference schedule. Everything is go right now, but I think we'll probably have to be ready just in case we make some adjustments. But the office has been great. I love how they put the kids first, and at the same time, by putting them first, they've made sure that the protocols have been as good as they possibly could be to keep these kids healthy first.
Yeah, I was going to ask you this before we go to the break. I mean, you usually typically go west, you know, whether it's in Los Angeles or wherever it might be. Mm-hmm. Is all of that stuff kind of on hold, or is it still you think it's going to happen and just have to wait and see?
I want to will it to happen. I mean, yeah, I want this to happen for the kids. I want it to happen for our sport. I want it to happen for the people who watch our sport. I want it to happen for all of us. But, yeah, so far, I mean, we're going to Arizona for that MLB tournament. So it'll be the third year in a row that we've played that, and we really enjoy it. And we enjoy the fact that they'll keep inviting us. So that's on as of now. And then, you know, beyond that, we're just kind of waiting. We've got another call with the conference on Thursday, so I'm sure we'll talk about scheduling to some degree. But, yeah, nothing has changed as of yet. But if it does, then we'll certainly everyone will know about it.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll continue with Commodore head baseball coach Tim Corbin. And we're going to talk about some Vandy boys that have a little baseball to play in our future here at the next level. We'll talk about that right after this. This is the Commodore Hour on 102.5 The Game. Joe Fisher, glad to be with you. Glad to be joined by Commodore head baseball coach Tim Corbin. We had Derek Mason with us earlier for the first half hour talking Vanderbilt football, and Coach Corbin on now talking Commodore baseball, not only current Vandy boys, but past Vandy boys that are doing a lot of good things, and got a bunch of guys in the playoffs. But I'm going to start with one guy, Tim. I want your reaction. Mike Yastrzemski has had a tremendous year, and I, you know, I have to be one of the first to admit I didn't see all of this coming. I knew he was a solid player, but boy, he has been absolutely terrific.
He sure has, and yeah, I think anyone would be lying if they said they did see it coming. Everyone knew he was a very good baseball player. I think the difference with him versus other people is, you get into high A baseball and double A baseball, and I think you start to ask yourself the questions of, am I willing to do what I need to do in order to surpass the people in front of me? And I would tell you that most people bow out. And he was a kid that, even though he's got the Yastrzemski name, he's completely self-made. He did this on his own. It wasn't anyone's help. He came back from hip surgery, and he came back from, you know, being cut from a team that you probably ask yourself, why did they cut him? You know, that mm-hmm. the Baltimore needed a Yastrzemski. But, you know, sometimes when you get moved to another team, it rejuvenates you. And, you know, there was a time, as he said, that he was thinking about, you know, maybe moving on, but he didn't. And I'm glad he didn't, because he's what this game is about. He's what our program is about. I just love everything about that kid, and the fact that he won that Willie Mack Award, named after Willie McCovey, yep. With the Giants, was just such a great honor for him. And if you listen to that speech, you go, yep, that's a Vandy kid right there. That's what it's about. But he and Sam Selman, too. Sam Selman's on that team. Sam Selman could have given up baseball a long time ago, but he ended up having a great year, more strikeouts than innings pitched, and I think like a 3.27 ERA. So I wish they were in the playoffs. They just missed yesterday. But nonetheless, Yaz had a great year, led the league in WAR, and just, as you mentioned, just a tremendous situation.
It's one of my great memories. Tim, as you know, his grandfather, you know, came to watch him play at our place at Hawkins Field, and mm-hmm. and you and others said, is it okay if he sits up in the booth with you so he won't be bothered by all the people? And mm-hmm. I remember Mike homered that day. That was, I think it was his first home run as a Commodore. That was a very special day.
Sure was. Opposite way, over the left field wall. And grandfather hit a few of those at Fenway Park, too. But it was great that he could see that. There was so many ironies to that year, because Carl came down and watched him. Got to sit with Carl at Yaz's wedding. That was a lot of fun. And what also was unique that year is we went to the Super Regional at Florida State, and he played mm-hmm. right field. And so didn't his dad. His last college baseball game was at Florida State, too, so and playing for Coach Martin. So it was kind of unique that Mike Yastrzemski got to go to the field that his dad played on, play right field, and play against the coach that his dad played for. Just a nice situation.
Couple of guys I want to mention, Tim, and fortunately we got a bunch of Vandy boys that are in the playoffs. But mm-hmm. you know, Sonny Gray is a guy, and is this literally right place, right time? And I think, and I talked to you a little bit about this.
Yeah.
He made a change in what he did pitching wise, technically, and it's made a huge difference.
Yeah, it really has. I mean, he's reinvented himself too there, and you know, much like you know, David Price, and moving on to another situation. I think this rejuvenated him, and you can't help but mention he's with, you know, one of the best in Derek Johnson. You know, mm-hmm. so the fact that DJ is working with him is a great thing. Sonny FaceTimed me this morning, and he was at breakfast with Trevor Bauer, and so they were both talking to me together. And you know, Trevor had to give me a hard time. He said, "Why didn't you recruit me, Corbs? I wanted to come." And I said, "Sure you did." He said, "Easy for you to say that now." But I think they feel good about their chances. They've got a good team. And I think that pitching, as you know, with Bauer and with Sonny, I mean, there's some good arms, and that bullpen's been pretty good, too. So, you know, in this baseball playoff format, it's going to be great for all of us to watch. It's anyone's game, really. I mean, three-game series, anyone can win that. So I don't really think the seeds mean that much, kind of like the SEC tournament, Joe.
Yep, that's right. Yep, you're right. I tell you, another guy it's been fun to watch the last couple of weeks is Kyle Wright. You know, we kind of waited and wondered, and now suddenly the Braves are looking at their starting lineup and saying, oh, we got four or five guys. We're pretty solid in that regard, and Kyle's right in the mix.
Yeah, that's what I thought too, Joe. I think we all were surprised that Kyle wasn't having as much success early. You could just tell he wasn't moving the same way, and his confidence probably wasn't shaped, but we've all seen Kyle before and understand who he is, and he's got tremendous stuff. And Dansby kept telling me, he said, Corbs, it's coming. It is going to come. They just got to stay with him. And sure enough, Dansby was right. But I'm happy for Kyle and glad they got this opportunity. You talk about good teams, that's a pretty good pitching staff. And certainly that offense is so potent. They got a lot of weapons inside that team. Dansby's playing so well, too. So happy for Kyle and happy for Dansby.
Are you at all surprised that Walker Buehler has become what Walker Buehler is now for the Dodgers?
I'll tell you, he's not surprised. It's Walker Buehler. might be one of the most confident kids to play in our program. Yes and no. You never know with our kids, but, you know, Walker always had high confidence, and he had a great arm, and he's fully healthy, and he's really, really bought into a strength program, and you know, you see him now, and he's really well, he's put together really well. So, no, I think, you know, as he's proceeded with the slider and fastball and off-speed pitches, his arsenal is as good as anyone's in the game, but the mind is different. He just is one of those kids, kind of like Austin Martin. They don't look at anyone and say they can't win. It's just those different minds that you have with these kids, and you start to recognize those are the kids that get to the big leagues and play well, like Mike Yastrzemski, Sonny, David, you name it, Mikey Minor, Tony Kemp. But Walker's one of those kids, high confident kid.
Yeah, we got a bunch of those guys. You know, Brian Reynolds, his team didn't make the playoffs, but what a career he's in the midst of and all that as that continues. Final minute, Tim, what do you do now in the fall? What is it you're trying to accomplish in the time that you have with the guys in the fall?
Just consistency, just trying to get cleaner baseball. I think build their baseball acumen in our classroom. And our classroom, as you know, is on the third base side. We rented a tent for the fall. So we do watch a lot of film because we know that was taken away. You try to build the team, of course, but I think the biggest thing is just try to build their skill sets right now and play as much as you possibly can. We haven't played a lot, but we'll play more as we go forward. And I think our roster will be complete, getting more guys on the field here in the next week. So we look forward to it. And, you know, just have to play each other. No fall games against anyone this year, but that's okay. We'll get better in the midterm.
Yep, just got to do the best you can with what you have. That's right.
Yep.
Tim, I certainly appreciate you joining me for a few minutes. Thank you so much.
I always appreciate you, Joe. Thanks a lot, bud.
Thanks very much. That's Tim Corbin, the head coach of the Vanderbilt Commodore baseball team. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap up the Commodore Hour right after this.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.